Welsh History, Strange but True, by Jeff Brooks.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Preface. There is a story which may not be true. It might only be an urban myth, which would be a great shame, because it deserves to be a true slice of life. It tells of a man, in some versions of the actor Anthony Hopkins, who takes a cab in New York. "Where are you from?" asks the driver. "Wales." "But Wales is what, exactly? A big fish? Diana's husband? Or them singing bastards?" A tough choice, I think. But what this book intends to show is that the Welsh are not all singing bastards. Some are a whole lot worse. Circa 230,000 BC, Pontnewydd Cave, Denbighshire. On tour. Neanderthal remains have been found in Pontnewydd Cave in Denbighshire, near St. Asaph. They were dated in 1981 and were confirmed as being about 230,000 years old, the oldest remains ever uncovered in Wales. A total of 19 teeth were found, coming from 5 different individuals, both children and adults. One piece of jawbone, holding a milk tooth, and a permanent molar, are believed to have come from an 11-year-old boy. There were also some stone tools and animal bones in the cave. The teeth could, of course, be all that is left of an ancient burial site, scoured in the intervening millennia by retreating ice sheets. They'd been there an awfully long time. Alternatively, it was the site of an early dental clinic. Neanderthals are a particular branch of the evolutionary tree, and one of nature's less attractive experiments. We shared a common ancestor with them, but did not evolve from them.